Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
The College Football Experience FCS Week 11 Preview and Picks episode on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Louisiana, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, and Virginia. From boosted same game parlays to live in game odds, WynnBET is what you need to win. Sign up today, bet $100, get a $100 free bet at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today.
This is Randy Cross. You're listening to SGPN. Let it ride.
Football Experience FCS Week 11 Preview and Picks episode. My name is Colby Swinging Dantabase Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick.
He was raised in the land down under, where a man thinks on his feet, speaks with his fists, and lives by his wits.
When Dundee happened, he was a superstar.
I smoke and I drink and I don't have stress and I'm healthy.
Oh, look, I know it's a day later. Normally we do this on Thursday, but the lines weren't out this week. I went to go do the show and I said, wait, I got no show. All right, all I can do is talk about how awesome the slate is, but now I got the lines. We're good. Better late than never, as we got a game kicking off in the shit, like 4 hours. We should just hop right in. I feel like I know. Let me recap a little bit, because this is a gigantic week. Last week was a little light. This week's loaded. Next week's loaded. And wow, we just are in for a treat. Thursday, Mississippi Valley State knocked off Alabama A&M. That was a shocking upset there. Friday, Alcorn State beat Prairie View on a game I was on the wrong side of. I locked up Bubba McDowell. That game went to overtime. It's a fantastic football game. Can we talk about what Yale did to Brown? 69-17. Ouch. Ouch. Holy Cross stays undefeated as they roll Lehigh. What were some of the other big games? Rhode Island got it done against Maine. William and Mary avoided an upset spot against the Hampton Pirates. Then you have obviously Davidson Stetson double overtime. It was big for Davidson. Remember, St. Thomas isn't eligible to make the FCS playoffs. There's some stupid fucking rule. Delaware rolled Monmouth. Kennesaw State took care of UT Martin. All of a sudden the Owls who have woken the fuck up. They rolled Penn, took down Cornell. Got that cover though. Delaware State knocked off South Carolina State. I thought that was a bit surprising. Bryant knocked off Campbell. That was surprising to me. South Dakota Coyotes knock off Bobby Petrino, road rash face. Chattanooga took care of the Citadel. Towson took care of Villanova. That was shocking to me in the way that they did that. Nova's really having an off year. St. Thomas rolled Valpo. And then the big one, Sacramento State takes care of Weber State up there in Ogden. Shout out to the Hornets as they kick off tonight, but they are having a magical year and I'm here for it. I love it. Idaho rolled Eastern Washington. Illinois State lost to Youngstown. That was a great game. Richmond, New Hampshire was a great game as well. New Hampshire finally loses a CAA game as the Spiders get that dub. Montana State, Northern Arizona was fun at that filthy dome in Flagstaff. They need to cut the roof off that thing. And how about Butler? Game winning field goal. Was it like a 47 yard field goal at San Diego? Butler's red hot there in the Pioneer. Alabama State, we cashed that against Bethune-Cookman. South Dakota State, game winning field goal. Great punt return that set up that field goal there for the Jackrabbits to take down Northern Iowa. Eastern Kentucky rolled. I was on the right side of that. Jackson State rolled. I was on the right side of that. Montana in the snow. That was awesome. 57-0. Look, a lot of times when it gets 50 to nothing or 57-0 or something, you don't want to watch the game because it's a blowout, but not when it's in the snow. That's why you should get rid of domes. Abilene Christian wins by 5 at Tarleton. That was awesome. That was a fun game. But yeah, I mean, those are the ones I'm kind of skipping over stuff. Austin Peay beat North Alabama, mainly just because we got to get this episode out. I didn't expect to get lines this late. So my apologies. It was out of my control. Talking about the conference races though, it's interesting. Jacksonville State still on top of the A Sun, but they're not eligible to go to the FCS playoffs. So you have Central Arkansas and Eastern Kentucky, and even Austin Peay and Kennesaw still in that mix. North Alabama, I'd say they're officially done. But the other ones, it's possible that they could all come up and get that spot. So it makes those games super critical for this week. In the Big Sky, Sacramento State and Montana State are both undefeated, and they do not play each other in the regular season. So that will be interesting to see how that shakes out there. Idaho's 5-1 right behind them. Weber State 4-2. UC Davis and Dan Hawkins 4-2. And then Montana, the Grizz 3-3, but they will have a shot at the Bobcats. Obviously, the Brawl of the Wild is a week away. That's always a must watch every year. Portland State's 3-3, and they have a shot to pull off a big upset later tonight. Big Sky is always fantastic. So the Big South, North Carolina A&T. Shout out to Terrell Furman's guys. They're 3-0. Gardner Webb's 3-0. Campbell's 2-2. Just lost to Bryant, and Charleston Southern's 2-2. So kind of seems like those guys probably are done, and it's just going to be an A&T Gardner Webb showdown there. CAA, William and Mary now in first place with tie with Richmond, tie with New Hampshire, but the tiebreakers all put William and Mary at the first in first place there. Elon is just what, a half game back, 5-2. And then Delaware 4-2, Rhode Island 4-2, Nova's 3-3. And then after that, I would pretty much say everyone's kind of eliminated. Should be some fun games on the stretch. The Ivy League, Princeton continues to look like the class of the Ivy League, but Penn found a way to get the dub. So Penn and Yale are right on Princeton's ass. Princeton 5-0, the other two teams 4-1, and even Harvard sitting there 3-2. The MEAC, North Carolina Central they're in a critical spot here. They're 3-1. The Howard is 2-1. Delaware State is 2-2. So looking like Central, I believe I read that Central is a win away. If they win this weekend, they will have clinched the MEAC championship and the Celebration Bowl. The Missouri Valley Conference, South Dakota State has already clinched this. North Dakota State 5-1 behind them. North Dakota 4-2. Youngstown State coming up 4-2. Shout out to them. The Penguins are back, baby. Southern Illinois 4-2, and they have a big opportunity this weekend. And Northern Iowa at 4-3. Illinois State at 3-3. Wonder, it's going to be interesting to see how many get into the FCS playoffs out of the MVC. So the NEC though, it's St. Francis 5-0, Merrimack 5-0. St. Francis, I believe, already clinched because what, Merrimack's not eligible. Stupid fucking rules. Just stupid fucking rules. The OVC, Southeast Missouri State's 3-0. UT Martin's 3-0. At some point, we will figure out who the top team is there. It looks like it's going to be one of those two. Patriot League, Holy Cross has clinched that one. Fordham is behind them with Tim DeMorat. And then, like I said, the Pioneer League, St. Thomas 6-0, unfortunately not eligible. Ridiculous fucking rule. Davidson and Butler and Dayton are all at 5-1. One of those teams will be in the FCS playoffs, and that will be fantastic. SoCon, Samford 6-0. They have a big test coming up soon, though. Mercer 5-1, Furman 5-1, Chattanooga 5-1. This conference is fucking fantastic this year at the top. That's going to be a fun stretch to see there, next couple weeks. Southland, Northwestern State is 4-0. Incarnate Word's 4-1. Southeast Louisiana's 3-1. They're all in the mix. They're all in the mix, baby. And in the SWAC, it's looking like Jackson State. Obviously, Prairie View in the West, but Jackson State in the SWAC East. And I would imagine Jackson State will be heading to the Celebration Bowl. The WAC. Sam Houston State's undefeated, but look, they're not eligible because they're jumping to the FBS as well, just like Jacksonville State. So it would go to Abilene Christian 3-1, but Stephen F. Austin's 3-2. So those games critical this weekend. And those are your conference races. Let's start picking some fucking games. And I see the chat moving along. Shout out to Dre Youngin in the chat. Detroit moneyline should have hit for us earlier this morning. Subscribe to the College Basketball Experience, folks, because we handicap every single game over there. But it did hit for us plus the 10 points. But we did ride it on the money line as well. And they were up the whole second half and lost it in the final seconds to Boston College. Look, let's get to picking this week's games. But before I do that, I want to tell you folks out there that the FCS Week 11 preview and picks episode on the College Football Experience is presented by WinBet. WinBet's now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Louisiana, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, and Virginia. And from boosted same game parlays to live in-game odds, WinBet is what you need to win. Sign up today. Bet $100. Get a $100 free bet at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/winbet. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today. All right, we got a game tonight. I mean, yes, we have tons of college basketball going, tons of FBS college football, but we also have an FCS game. And it's funny, this is only happening because of a high school game after a COVID situation. I read a great article on this that they're using tomorrow. They're using the Portland State Field. So, it's not on campus. So this one going on at Hillsboro, Oregon at Hillsboro Stadium. Sacramento State, the undefeated season, the dream is alive and well. They have two games left at Portland State tonight, a few hours, and then home to Dan Hawkins, UC Davis. Dangerous one. But this one could be tricky too, because Portland State, you know, not awful. The Vikings, back to the days of Neil Lomax and June Jones. Maybe they can muster up some of that energy and pull off a big upset. Sacramento State did win this matchup in Sacramento a season ago by 29. This is on ESPN Plus, kicking off at 6 p.m. on the West, 9 o'clock on the East. This line is currently at 24. I'm seeing Sacramento State laying 24. Give me the points. Let's go. Give me the Vikings and the points. They're at home. Let's go. Sac State wins by 21, 17, something like that. Let's go. Saturday morning, Lamar is at New Mexico State. New Mexico State's laying 19. I am going to lay the 19 with New Mexico State. Obviously, that's an FBS matchup. Columbia heads to Brown. Brown's laying 1. Brown just gave up what, 52? Oh, I'm sorry, lost by 52, gave up 60 something. This is at Brown Stadium. I'm going to say Brown bounces back. I'm going to lay the 1. I do not like this one. Charleston Southern's at North Carolina A&T. This is a big game. It's a big game here. A&T's laying 5. I'm going to lay the 5 with Terrell Sermon's guys. Terrell Furman's guys. So let's lay the 5. Duquesne is at St. Francis. St. Francis is laying 20.5. Now St. Francis is clinched. So the question is, do they got players sitting? Potentially. Got to worry about that come November. I'll take Duquesne in the points just because of that potential. Don't love that play though. Merrimack is at Central Connecticut State. Merrimack is laying 7. I say you lay the 7. Let's lock it. Jack Zaragaitis. Merrimack's been a darling for us all year. Let's go. Sacred Heart is laying 20 at Wagner. I do think we should lay the 20 because Wagner's terrible. Let's lay the 20 with Sacred Heart. That's fringe lock potential. Colgate is at Lehigh. Colgate's laying 4 at Lehigh. I will lay the 4 with Colgate. Let's lock it. Lay the 4 with Colgate. Let's go. Let's go. Shout out to Mario White in the chat. Let's go. Let's go. Yeah, I mean, I think you gotta, I just think Colgate's better. They're a better football team than Lehigh. Valpo is at Marist here. Valpo's laying 11 and a half against the Red Foxes. I'll lay the points with Valpo. Valpo's still playing for something. I'll lay the points. Princeton is at Yale. Now we are fucking talking. Now we're talking. This is a big time fucking game. This weekend has some absolute critical games. Obviously Charleston Southern, A&T, Sacramento State, Portland State tonight. Those two are big, but this one's huge, absolutely huge in the Ivy League at the Yale Bowl. Now last season, Princeton won this one by 15. So maybe that's reflecting the fact that they are currently 6.5 point favorites against Yale. I do think we lay the points. I think Princeton's for real. I think even though Yale obviously looked fantastic a week ago, Princeton looks like the pride of the Ivy League. I'm going to lay the 6.5. I am a bit scared about that number, the 6.5, because it's telling me it just seems chalky. It seems chalky to me, but I will lay the 6.5 with Princeton. Can't wait to watch this one. Holy Cross is laying 17.5 against Bryant. Now Holy Cross has clinched too. So, but man, I'll take the points in Bryant. You know what? Lock it up. They're playing for something. Give me Bryant plus 17.5 at Holy Cross. Let's go. Crusaders get the win though. Crusaders get the win. I want their undefeated season to stay going too. Maine is at Albany. Albany's laying 9. I don't understand why they're laying 9. Give me Maine. Let's lock it up. Maine's been playing better to me of late than Albany. Give me Maine plus the 9. Sprinkle some on the money line. Let's go. Bucknell is heading down to Washington, D.C. Take on Georgetown. Let's go, Hoyas. Hoyas are laying 3. I will lay the 3, although I would not bet this game, even though I love my Georgetown Hoyas and we need to start investing in the football program, baby. But yeah, give me the Hoyas. Give me the Hoyas in that one, even though I do not love that play. I think they just have more offense than Bucknell. So give me Georgetown minus 3. Towson is at Stony Brook. Stony Brook is, I'm sorry, Towson's laying 5. What has happened? Stony Brook looks awful lately, I feel like. Towson's kind of waking up. I feel like Towson's, you know, coming into the year, I was higher on Towson than what I saw on the field throughout most of the season. So I will. They seem to be putting it together though, a little bit there. I'm gonna lay the 5 with Towson on the road at Stony Brook. Dartmouth is at Cornell. Dartmouth is laying 5, and I will lay the 5. Cornell Jameson Wang, he covered for me last week, but I think this week. Different story. I think Dartmouth's just a better team. So I'm going to lay the 5 with Dartmouth. Elon is at Hampton. Elon's laying 15.5. See, I'm taking the 15.5. You saw Hampton play, who was it? William & Mary Tough. I know that's a little Virginia battle. I think they can play Elon a little tough. Give me the 15.5 and the Pirates. Gardner Webb is at Campbell. It's a huge game for Gardner Webb. Campbell's laying 1.5. Give me the running Bulldogs. I've been impressed with the running Bulldogs this year. Campbell, you know, from a talent perspective, they're talented, but they just can't put it together on the field. So they're certainly capable of winning this one. But I think Gardner Webb is the better team here. I am going to, I'm getting 1.5. Give me the running Bulldogs. Let's go. Penn is laying 1 point at home against Harvard. Wrong team favored. Harvard's better. I know they have 2 losses. I just feel like the offense at Harvard is better, but it is at Penn. I'm taking Harvard.
Harvard. Give me the point.
South Carolina State's at Howard. And I believe if they win this, I think they will have clinched. Right? It's Central. The South Carolina State's laying two at Harvard. I will lay the two. I think they're the better football team. South Dakota, North Dakota. Love this matchup. Love this rivalry. Even when it looks like obviously, one's a clear cut better than the other. This is a rivalry game. Throw the records out. North Dakota's laying 6.5. give me the Coyotes to hang tough. Stay in this game. Let's go. North Dakota gets the win, but by 3 or 4. Richmond, game of the day, maybe. I mean, there's a lot of great games this weekend. Richmond heads to Delaware. It's a huge game. It's not the game of the day, but it's a huge game. Richmond's laying 3.5 on the road at Delaware. I think Richmond is actually the better team. I will lay the 3.5 with the Spiders, but it's dangerous game there. Rhode Island is heading up to New Hampshire. This is a gigantic game for the Wildcats of New Hampshire. New Hampshire's laying 3. I'm going to lay the 3. I think they're better than Rhode Island. I was impressed last week. Dayton is laying 7.5 at home against Morehead State. I think it's a little too many points. Give me Morehead State to cover that. Austin Peay is at Kennesaw State. All of a sudden, this game is definitely a meaningful game, a playoff landscape wise. Austin Peay's laying 4.5. You know, I think Austin Peay's defense is going to be able to line up with Kennesaw. I'm going to lay the points. I think Austin Peay's going to get the dub, even though Kennesaw is hot right now. They're hot. Lafayette is at Fordham. Fordham's laying 16.5. I will take the points in Lafayette because Fordham's defense, although Lafayette's offense isn't very good, but I think Fordham's defense is just a mess. So somehow Lafayette will stay in that mix. Maybe. I don't feel good about that one. Villanova is at William & Mary. Villanova, you know, tough season. Chance to knock off though top team right now in the CAA. William & Mary's laying 9. I'm actually going to lay the 9. Nova seems to be heading in the wrong direction. Interesting matchup though. We'll have that on here at the SGPN studios for sure. Abilene Christian at Sam Houston State. Awesome game. So many good games this weekend. Sam Houston State's laying 5.5. AC opportunity they could to make up the playoffs this year. I'm going Sam Houston though. I think Sam Houston's still the better team. I got to go Sam Houston. Stonehill is at Long Island. Stonehill's laying 4.5. I will lay the 4.5. Lock it up. Long Island sucks. Give me that Stonehill squad, baby. Let's go. Western Carolina's at East Tennessee State. East Tennessee State's laying 8. I'll take the 8. Give me the Catamounts. I've had a hard time understanding East Tennessee State this year. Samford is at Chattanooga. This is the fucking game of the day. SoCon, such a huge game. Chattanooga's laying 6.5. Give me Samford. I think it's going to be a close game. I think it's going to be a close game, but I'm very intrigued. Preston Hutchinson, he can't make he made some critical turnovers, in Chattanooga's loss. What was that, 2 weeks ago? Got to avoid that, but Samford's been rolling. This game's awesome. I believe it on ESPN Plus. Give me Samford plus the points. VMI is at Wofford. Wofford's been playing some good ball. Wofford's laying 13. I'll lay the 13. They got things going in the right direction. Robert Morris is at Murray State. Murray State is laying 17. Too many. Give me Robert Morris plus the 17. What the fuck am I missing? Lock that. Let's go. Give me the 17. Eastern Kentucky's at Jacksonville State. Jacksonville State's laying 8.5. Rich Rod, Jacksonville State. I'm taking Eastern Kentucky in the points. I think EKU can be a playoff team, perhaps. So let's go there. And I'm sorry, I'm not giving more analysis. We got to just get this episode out. Morgan State's at Delaware State. Delaware State's laying 3.5. I will take Morgan State. I think that's a potential money line play there. Morgan State's been playing a little bit better this year than they've been a step ahead of it. So let's go. Let's take 3.5. Sprinkle some on the money line. Stetson, Ray Finkel's alma mater. Nice basketball win against Florida State the other night. They are taking on the Tommies of St. Thomas. St. Thomas is laying 26. And I will say lay the 26 because I do not trust Stetson, especially in that cold weather. Northern Arizona is taking on Northern Colorado. Easy Ed McCaffrey and the Bears are 2-point favorites. Wrong team favorite. Give me Northern Arizona to win that one. Indiana State is at Western Illinois. Western Illinois is catching 6.5 points. I will lay the 6.5 with the Sycamores. Okay, awesome game here. North Dakota State at Southern Illinois. Last time they went to Carbondale, I believe they took an L. Memory serves me correct. Southern Illinois is catching 11, flat 11 points. I'm locking up North Dakota State. They haven't been covering much this year. I think this is where they make a statement they cover. Lay the 11 with North Dakota State. North Carolina Central, one win away. They win this against Norfolk State. I believe they clinch. They are laying 20 against Norfolk State. I will lay the 20. I don't think Norfolk State's very good this year. Butler, been a great story lately. They head to Drake. Butler is laying 10. I think you should lay the 10 and I will lock it up. Let's go, Butler. Let's go. Frozo in the chat says, Colby, come coach USF. Let's go. I would love to. Love to. Let's go. Make me an offer. What else do we got? Illinois State's at South Dakota State. It's actually a critical game for Illinois State. You want to get back in the mix, maybe for an at large, you know, spot. They are currently catching 22.5 on the road. I will take the 22.5. I think I'll be able to stay around a little bit there. Florida A&M is at Alabama State. Florida A&M is laying 3.5. This is a good game. This is a really good game, actually. That's a lot of good games this weekend. I will take the 3.5 with State. I'm going to do that. I'm going to take the 3.5 with State. Prairie View is at Arkansas Pine Bluff. Whew. Prairie View burned me a week ago. My guy, Bubba McDowell, they're laying 11. I say lately 11 revenge spot. Let's lock it up. Prairie View is going to get back in this. Sometimes a loss humbles you. I think they roll Pine Bluff. Tarleton State's at Utah Tech, formerly Dixie State. Dixie State's laying four, a flat 4. Give me what am I missing? Give me Tarleton. I know maybe it's cold. Give me Tarleton though, plus the 4. Let me ride the money line too. I'm locking that. Let's go, Tarleton. Let's go. Let's fucking go. Weber State's laying 32 at home against Idaho State. Too many points. Give me Idaho State in the points. Bethune-Cookman is at Alcorn State. Alcorn State's laying 20.5. I'll take Bethune-Cookman in the points. Maybe this is the game of the day. Furman is at Mercer. These SoCon matchups this week are fucking fantastic. Furman at Mercer. Mercer's laying 6.5. I'll lay the 6.5. I think Mercer gets the dub. Man, that's tricky though. It's tricky because it could be a 3 or 4 point win. Give me a 7 point win by Mercer. I'm laying the 6.5. That game's fantastic. Southeast Missouri State's at Eastern Illinois. Eastern Illinois is catching 12. The Panthers, Tony Romo's alma mater. I will lay the 12 of Southeast Missouri State. They got a playoff bid on the line here. They're going to take care of business on the road. Let's lay the 12. Youngstown State is on the road taking on Bobby Petrino in Missouri State. This one could be interesting. Youngstown's in a spot. This win could be critical for them. Missouri State is the favorite, though, by 5.5 points. And believe it or not,
I actually think Missouri State is going to get the dub. I'm going to lay the 5.5 with Missouri State. I'm excited to watch this one too. Eastern Washington at Montana. I've been to this game. Well, this is a fantastic game, but Eastern Washington is a little bit down this year. It's disappointing. They need to put more money into that football program. Come on, E-Dub. Try to take away a blue blood. What are you doing? Montana's laying 23, and it probably should be that. And I'm actually going to lay the 23 because I think they're just a much more physical team. They're in a spot where they really need to win. I know it was snowing throughout the week in Missoula. It was snowing last week at that game. I'm going to lay the 23. Eastern Washington just ain't right this year. I know it's a rivalry game. Doesn't matter. McNeese is at Houston Baptist / Houston Christian. They're calling themselves now. McNeese is laying 7.5. I'll lay the 7.5 with Joe Dumars' alma mater. Let's go. Texas A&M Commerce is at Nicholls State. Nicholls State is catching 16. It ain't enough. I will lay the points with Texas A&M Commerce. Tennessee, UT Martin, the Skyhawks are heading to in-state battle against Eddie George in Tennessee State. Tennessee State's catching 12.5. I will lay the 12.5. I don't trust this Tennessee State team. I will lay the 12.5 with UT Martin. Mississippi Valley State's taking on Southern. Southern's laying 30. 30 fucking points. It's too much. Give me Mississippi Valley State. Let's go. Davidson at San Diego. This is an important game. San Diego's a 9-point favorite. It's too many points. Give me Davidson. Lock it up. Give me Davidson plus the 9. Let's go. Let's go. Central Arkansas is at Stephen F. Austin. Stephen F. Austin is catching 2 points. This game's important. Give me Stephen F. Austin. I don't trust their physicality though. You know what? Give me Central Arkansas in the dub. Give me Central Arkansas to get it done. Northwestern State is at Southeast Louisiana. Gigantic fucking game here. Southeast Louisiana laying 19.5 points. I will lay the points. I think Southeast. I'm not locking that. I think Southeast Louisiana is going to get the dub though. I will lay the points. I know it's a big number. I feel like everyone's going to be on Northwestern State. I will lay the points with Southeast Louisiana. Tennessee Tech's at North Alabama. North Alabama's laying 10. It's too many points. Give me Tennessee Tech. North Alabama's offense is dog shit. UC Davis is at Idaho. This is a low key awesome game too. Idaho's laying 5 at that filthy Kibbe Dome. I will lay the 5. That's going to be a good game. Grambling is at Texas Southern. Texas Southern's laying 4. Give me Grambling plus the 4. And the final game on the slate, Montana State at Cal Poly. Montana State's laying 29. I think you lay the 29 because Cal Poly's been a mess lately. Lay the 29. All right, folks. I'm sorry that it was such a sped up episode, but we got to get this thing out. And I'm sorry that I didn't have the lines. It was out of my control. Hopefully we'll be back next Thursday though and back on schedule. All right. Make sure you subscribe to the College Football Experience and the College Basketball Experience. And remember to subscribe on YouTube, youtube.com/thecollegeexperience. All right. And also give us a follow on Twitter at TCE on SGPN. And folks, please, if you can, give us a 5-star review on iTunes, please. Let's do this. All right. This is the College Football Experience week 11 preview and picks episode. You better start thinking about yours. And we out of here.
Times people that are standing on third base think they hit a triple. Yeah. But they didn't.
What the fuck did I do wrong?